last Wednesday, right? I'm chilling in my house in a pair of blue suede footies, getting ready to watch the Allen Iverson game. But then my woman called up. You know what she had the nerve to say? Exactly. I thought the woman was crazy. But then you know what else she wanted me to do? Melt down a bag of Twizzlers. But she said if I got there in 45 minutes, you know what she'd do? Car, right? Driving down Atlantic Avenue. And I get right near Flatwood. And I see my man, the old Dirty Bastard. I say, Dirty, get in the car. Cause we gotta go to my woman's house. And you know what's gonna happen when we get over there? Yeah! I can't believe it. She's a freak. So I'm 10 minutes from my woman's house, right? And next thing I see flashing lights behind me. And old Dirt is like,
oh, Chris, I gotta tell you something.
Nigga, what? You wanted 18 states and 2 territories? Nigga, what did you do? What a seal? How the hell you gonna do something like that with a seal? You know what they did? Yeah! That's right! I didn't believe it either! New York's finest! Just like Sharpton said! The fact you put out my ass, right? You know what the cop said? Of course it was 3 blocks away when I said it. Right then another car pulls up. You know who's in it? Exactly. Shaniqua's lawyer with DNA tests that said the father of the baby is... woman pregnant. That's Nipsey. That's his problem. What he gonna do? Nipsey ain't doing a damn thing. I will kick Nipsey there. Then Nipsey jumps out the car. Hey, Nipsey, I'm just fucking around.
Make the widow have peace without bloodshed.
So I'm dead. Just chilling in heaven. Well, my man Chris Farley, Phil Hartman, Biggie, Tupac, Vanilla, Mobutu, Sam Kinison, and there's God. And I'm like, God, you know everything. I gotta ask you one question. Who won the Iverson game?
It's over. Terry Armstrong has just knocked out Billy Baldhead Barnes to become the WBC new middleweight champion of the world. I'm going to go over and see if I can get a word in with the new champ. Yes, I have him. He's here. Congratulations, Terry, on a great fight. How would you rate your performance?
Terry Armstrong wouldn't really rate Terry Armstrong's performance. What Terry Armstrong would like to do is to thank God for giving Terry Armstrong the strength and the focus to go out there and represent Terry Armstrong to the best of Terry Armstrong's abilities. Terry Armstrong could not have done this without the help of God and Don King.
We're going to talk now with the defeated party, as it were. Billy Baldhead, you have a broken nose, five cracked ribs, a hyperextended elbow, it appears, and a dislocated eye, if I'm correct. What happened?
Well, my jab was working, right? I think I won the first 5-6 rounds, right? Next thing I know, God just punches me in the face. God jump in the ring, starts beating the shit out of me. Breaks my ribs, knocks my eye out. It ain't right. I could beat Terry Armstrong any day of the week if it's just him. But him and the Lord is always going to whoop my ass.
So basically you're blaming this on the Lord.
Yeah, I blame it on the Lord. And you know what's messed up? The Lord can heal me right now if he wanted to, but he's going to just let my eye be all fucked up. That ain't cool. That is not cool.
Would you give Terry and the Lord a rematch?
I'll give Terry a rematch. People doubt the power of the Lord. I have felt the power of God, and it hurts.
Well, what if they let you bring the devil on your side?
You know, that sounds good, but you just can't trust the devil, man. You never know what kind of shape he's going to show up in.
That's true, Billy. Well, thank you for coming out and talking, and you may want to get your eye fixed. It's hanging down over there. Well, that's it from ringside. Stay tuned for HBO's Family Night lineup with Hookers on the Point, Pimps Up, Holes Down, and a very special deaf comedy jam, It's Itchy Pussy Night. Bye-bye.